Community.org.
And welcome back. It's part two of our community connection right here on K1, the one you trust. Theater Bartlesville is with us here, and it's always great to have folks with real talent coming in here. So we have Jen and Zoe. How are we doing today?
Good, thank you.
Yeah,
oh,
good.
Great, super. So tell us about the big event we got coming up.
Well, tonight we'll have a soft opening.
Uh-huh.
It's the effects of gamma rays on Man in the Moon Marigolds.
Like long, that title!
Long title. Pretty deep drama.
Uh-huh.
This is Zoe's first time. So.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Now, tell us a little bit about your part here.
So, I am playing the role of Tilly.
Mm-hmm.
She loves science, and she's in high school.
Uh-huh. And it kind of plays from there, huh?
Yeah.
Sweet.
She's a pretty shy, reserved kind of kid in the play.
Innocent.
Mm-hmm. I think in real life, too.
Now, you're going to be playing Beatrice. What's Beatrice's
Beatrice is an alcoholic mother. She's a single mother. She has a lot of trauma. She hides behind her alcohol. So it's really deep. It's really deep.
That's a hard part to play. Mm-hmm. You know, here we see this, you know, bright, fresh-faced young lady here, and now she's... So this is really going to put you to the test.
Well, I hope I do it justice. Dana has worked really hard, and we've worked really hard, so I hope it turns out well.
It will. Dana's great. And
she is.
Really knows how... She's an actor's director.
Yes.
And,
yes.
Of course, being an actor. So
yeah, she knows both sides.
Very well.
So, yeah, she's helped us a lot. So
yeah, this is going to be something else. So what kind of an adventure do you go on in this drama?
Well, I feel like Tilly is kind of going out of her way to try and be respected by her mother and her sister.
Mm-hmm. Is it a hard job in that character? Are the mother and the sister kind of judgmental and hard?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
They're pretty rude to Tilly.
Oh, my good sakes. So where did the gamma rays come in to play in the marigolds?
They're actually a part of Tilly's science project.
They are?
Yeah.
And I take it that there's some sort of reflection as to how the science project goes to how Tilly grows.
Yes.
Ah, see you. I went to school.
Don't want to give away the ending, but
no, we're not going to do that.
Lots of reflection, lots of
introspection,
deep thought,
too.
Right?
Yeah.
This is a very dramatic play. There are some comic relief points, you know, just to keep it from being exhausting. But it is. It's very, very much about mental health, about the way families interact. It's.
Sounds like it really it's kind of the dark secret that for some folks it's the elephant in the room.
It is, and
we're addressing it.
It's stuff that people don't talk about. So
it's good that we're acting this out on the stage so that people can become aware. So not only are you going to witness a dramatic presentation, you're going to learn something from it, and you're also going to appreciate all the hard work that the actors have to put in because these roles are stretches for everybody.
Well, I have been told that I do pretty well in the drunk role, so let's just let the audience.
She's believing. I'm buying the ticket now.
Let's just let the audience be the judge of that.
Okay,
so.
Okay, I'm buying tickets now. You got me going. I'm sitting there going, nah, she's too nice. Now, does your character, Tilly, in this, she has to fight a lot of adversity, doesn't she?
Yes, she really does.
Challenging role for someone your age?
A little.
A little?
It's something that I'm kind of not used to, but I'm sure that people out there my age are very used to it.
What is your history as far as being on the stage?
This your very first time?
Yeah.
Like, no, just nothing at school or anything?
Yeah.
This is your basis line. Wow, this is
cool.
And how long have you been doing this? Just a few years?
Several years. I've been in three productions with Joe Sears, local talent.
Mm-hmm.
And I was actually in Dan Gordon's play, Pruning the Family Tree, up at the Heritage a couple of years ago.
Uh-huh.
And so I've played some dramatic roles, but mostly just like we did murder mysteries and we did silly stuff.
You had fun.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This is very, very deep, very dark, much different than stuff I've done before. Yeah.
As an actor, though, you do challenge yourself. I used to act many years ago on stage, and I was always the friendly, lovable weatherman on TV. And then they had me in these foul-mouthed roles where I was just a really rotten human being. People come there to get shot.
Well, I was just telling her out there, I've had people come up to me and ask me, aren't you the person that did such and such? And I just hope that no one comes up to me and says, I hated you in this. You were so terrible.
Why did you ever do that?
Well, most folks are good enough to know that, you know, They can separate it, but boy, I tell you what, if you're doing your job, they get carried away on that. Oh, boy, do they get carried away in the story. Now, tell us about the theater itself. We've got a nice, kind of interesting setup there.
Yes, it's more like Black Box. Mm-hmm. So I think it feels a little bit more intimate than other stage productions. We had Dana's husband, Elmo, help us out with sets. And my husband, Bill, helped us out with sets. Uh-huh. The props people, Kristen, Duncan, she's just been, like, really great, getting us really good props.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We've got a surprise tonight. Tomorrow night. We can't run the surprise. But special shout out to Kara Hattelstad and... She's our special surprise person, okay. So we're excited for that.
Well, good.
And we're excited surprise.
Yeah, we're excited the theater's opening back up.
That's the other big surprise. Are we going to be kind of spaced out a little bit, or are we going to just everybody operate and take care of ourselves and our neighbors?
Right. We're asking everyone to please wear a mask if you can. Mm-hmm. They'll have masks available at the front desk. Yeah. They have hand sanitizer available. And they are limiting seats to 50. I think the theater holds a little bit over 100.
Yeah.
But they're limiting them to 50. So get your tickets. Don't wait till the last minute. You may not get a seat. Yeah. So, yeah, we're going to try to be careful and be mindful of the pandemic.
You know, I've seen a few plays with Bartlesville Theater. Now, I've been into the Intimate Theater before. I think I saw Becky's New Car, which was a hoot.
Also and a Dana Gore production.
Yes, it was. That's how I know Dana. And then we saw the one that was performed during COVID out there at the Tower Center at Unity Square. And that went up pretty darn well, considering that you're outdoor and you really don't know what's coming at you. And it's great to be back inside, though, back to the old familiar haunts, as they say.
And it's a little bit scary because most of us are vaccinated, but... You know, there's still a chance.
Still a chance. Yeah, I've been vaccinated,
wrong,
and
so.
Then I got it.
Yeah.
So, you know how it does what it does. It does. So, what grade are you in, young lady?
I'm actually in 7th grade this year.
In 7th grade this year?
Yeah.
Well, which school?
I go to Osage Hills.
Oh, you do? Just right down the road and to the left. There you go. I see.
Yeah.
Super. How you like that? Now you're a big star, you know. Here you are walking around 7th grade going, yeah. I'm on stage.
I'm a celebrity.
There you go. Wear it well, young lady. Wear it well. And you've been in a few productions, as you mentioned earlier, too. And it's always great when you take on a new project, isn't it? It really feels kind of fresh and like it's like all over again.
Right, and it's been a bit since we got to do anything, so I was a little rusty. But I have to thank my son, Connor Hart, who is in the high school's production of Emma, also this weekend. And Connor really helped me practice and get back into the groove. Connor's 15, and he's a star, too. So.
Oh, great. Great.
Yeah, it runs in the family.
Well, you know something? There's nothing wrong with that, you know. Acting is, in many ways, it's good for you. I mean, you get to stretch your personality out. You get to actually assume the personality of someone else for a while. And you get to a great sense of personal growth, I think, by, you know, becoming or portraying someone absolutely different. Has this changed you a little bit in just the brief time that you've been an actress?
A little.
A little?
Yeah.
makes you want to do it again, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Look at that. I'm in for life.
We've really seen Zoe come out of her shell because when she first started, she was really shy. Uh-huh. She didn't know about projection. She didn't know about not staring at the audience and stuff like, she didn't know how to do any of that. But we saw in her honesty for the character. And Dana was considering her for a different role, and we actually just said, she's our Zoe.
Yep.
So.
Well, there you go. That's it. Yeah. So sometimes you just nail it without knowing that you nailed it.
Yeah.
Now, the name of the production for the soft opening is tomorrow, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It is called The Effects of Gamma Rays on the Man in the Moon Marigolds by Paul Zindel, and it's directed by Dana Gore, and we've had Dana in here a few times. This is going to be an interesting stage production, because, again, if you're expecting, a belly laugh at every turn, that's not going to be it. This is drama. This is what you call people who get ready to go to Hollywood kind of acting.
Yeah, it's pretty deep. It's been very cathartic.
To say the least, to say the least. Now, the Theater Bartlesville, we're located right there on...
It's on Dewey.
Yeah.
It's right across from DJ's Snow. Mm-hmm. It's right down from Wheezy's. I don't know the exact address.
Well, it's got the old-timey ticket booth out
yes,
front.
Yes, it does.
And
yes.
I like that. I mean, that was a nice throwback. You probably don't remember, little towns having... a theater. You just see the theater multiplexes all over the place, but if it was a stage show or if it was a movie coming into town, they always had the little theater box out front, and it takes you back a little bit, because even the seating kind of reminds you of an old-time movie theater a little.
Yeah, it's in the intimate way. Yeah, the fold-down seats with the cool cup holders and everything.
They're comfortable.
Yeah, they are.
I don't know where they found them, but they're very comfortable. Now, Theater Bartlesville is not a profit, from what I understand, but it is one of the great community resources that we have, because many communities, believe it or not, do not have a community theater like we have. We're very blessed to have it.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, we're very blessed to have a large number of people who are able, from when they do have the time and the ability to do it, can pitch in and become an actor, become someone who runs the stage, runs the sets, even runs the lights, and sometimes even runs the till.
Well, our co-director, Marie, she's been really great. She was actually in Becky's New Car. She was the lead in Becky's New Car, and she's been really great about making sure that everyone is comfortable in their role.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to be helping us with lights and sound and backstage dressing and just everything. So that's been good, too.
That's cool.
Yeah.
When you have folks who have done it at her level, it's real easy to learn things. It really is, because they know where you are in your growth and your development. They can really pass that along to you and just sop it up like a sponge, young lady. That's all I got to say. Now, tickets are available at the door. And if they want, they can just call ahead to try to reserve some, can't they?
Right. And you can go to the Theater Bartlesville website.
Oh, yeah.
There is a click link. You just click on the little poster of the Man in the Moon Marigolds at the top, and it'll take you to the Buy Tickets link.
It's the one with the really long title.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. And it's very affordable, too. I've taken my family a couple times and really had a great time, a very good experience. And if you've not been there before, don't say, oh, my gosh, we're right there next to the stage, because, oh, my gosh, you are right there next to the stage. You might be about 8 or 10 feet away, but it's almost as if you are a part of it. That's how intimate it is, and that's how close it is, and it's kind of cool that way. Everybody has that safe distance when they're watching a movie on a screen, or maybe watching television from across the room. These are real live breathing, talking people acting right there in front of you, and you become so immersed in the story. It's incredible. It's a different way of doing your craft, isn't it?
Yes, it feels very intimate, like like everyone's in our living room, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. Now, you measured those. You measured that stage from the seats, haven't you? It's pretty close.
Yeah.
Yeah, indeed. Well, anyway, we want everybody to get out there tomorrow night, and it's going to be raining this weekend. The effects of gamma rays on Man in the Moon Marigolds. I actually said it right. That's one in a row.
Good job.
Hey! Theater Bartlesville. I want to thank Jen Hart. Yay.
Thank you.
And I want to thank Zoe Gilbert. Yay. For being here with us today and being a part of our fun right here on our Community Connection, right here on K1, the one you trust. Stay tuned. In just a moment, we're going to have news on the way from CBS, plus our local news. We'll give you an update on the forecast. I can tell you right now, I can feel it in my knees. It's going to rain a little bit. So we'll give you all the details on that coming up. But right now, we're approaching 10 o'clock here at K1, the one you trust.
Are you getting